This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 13. A fruitless tree. A reading comes from Mark chapter 11. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." There's a small tree in our yard that needs to be removed because of its inconvenient location. It seems a shame to chop it down, though. When Peter noticed a tree that was withered because Jesus had cursed it, he expressed his surprise. Peter's surprise is not surprising. Why, indeed, would Jesus, who cares for children, feeds the hungry, and heals the sick, kill a poor little fig tree? The key to understanding this puzzle has to do with what happens after Jesus first sees the tree and when he sees it again. After cursing the tree, Jesus and the disciples enter Jerusalem and go into the temple courts. There, to his dismay, Jesus finds a bustling market filled with merchants hawking sacrificial animals for profit. With some of the harshest words that he ever says, Jesus drives out the merchants and money changers for turning God's temple into a den of robbers. And the withered tree that they see the next day illustrates Jesus' point. Fruitless faith is no faith at all. Through the sacrifice of Jesus' death and resurrection, all who turn to Jesus are made right with God. And with this new life, God wants us to do the good works he has already prepared for us to do. If we fail to do them, we will be acting like that fig tree, withered and producing no fruit. Pray with me. Jesus, you have made us to be like trees, planted beside the waters of eternal life. Make us fruitful, producing the fruit of righteousness for your glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.